There's many places I could go, but time won't allow it. He says here, which things, verse 12 is important. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. Why? That we might know the things that are freely given us of God. Not offered. Not freely offered, but freely given. Amen. We have been given the Spirit of God that we might know something. That we might know, he says here. That we might know the things freely given us of God. Freely given us. Because without the Spirit of God, there's no way you can know it. A preacher can preach till he's blue in the face, but you'll never know it unless the Spirit of God is in you. And that Spirit of God takes what he says and shows it to you. Amen. So God gets the glory. The preacher don't get the glory. God gets the glory, don't he? Okay, he says, which things also we speak not in words which man's wisdom teacheth. Where do you get that? You buy it, don't you? No. That's the seminaries. You want to go buy it? You want to save your money and go get it? He says here, which things we speak not in words which man's wisdom teacheth. You got to get that at schools. But which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Now there's my teacher. There's who I go to, you see, to learn. There's who I go to learn spiritual things. The Spirit of Almighty God. He says here, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. When we're going to interpret Scripture, we've got to let Scripture interpret Scripture. Spiritual things, I don't have a right to interpret it like I want to see it. And you don't either. He says, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Listen, verse 14 and winding up. But the natural man, that which is born of the flesh, is flesh. That's all you can make out of it. That's as far as you can go. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, period. Nothing else you can say. Okay? He says here, but the natural man, that which is born of the flesh, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Preach to him all you want to. He's not going to understand it. He's not going to hear it. He's got to be born of the Spirit of God before he has spiritual ears. He says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them. How can a preacher read this? How can a preacher, Brother White, pay $10,000, $20,000 to go to a seminary out here and learn all these things, words of man's wisdom, and go and teach the people out here in the world that God loves everybody and that everybody can hear the gospel if you just will? He don't understand that phrase, what's born of the flesh is flesh, and what's born of the Spirit is spirit. He don't understand that whatsoever a man knows inside is because of the Spirit that's in him. He don't understand that a man, until he's born of the Spirit of God, has no possible way, has no power whatsoever to understand preaching and to understand spiritual things. For the natural man receiveth not, and the reason why he doesn't is not because he don't want to, it's because he can't. He says, neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. And that word discerned simply means understood. For they are spiritually understood. And to understand spiritual things, you must be born of the Spirit of God. For that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. May God bless you, my friend.